I dig your colors, girl. Shades of life, a lot of you. Tell me what you see through your eyes of changing hue.
Hello, color. Welcome back to the most vibrant audio experience in the podcast sphere. I'm Momtaz Begum Hussein, and this podcast is all about colour. First up, an apology. There's been a huge gap between episode 9 and this episode 10, and I would like to say sorry if you've been waiting for it. It's Christmas weekend, and I'm finally able to sit down and chat colour again after what has been a hectic autumn and winter season. Speaking of seasons, this is the season 1 finale of Hello Colour, and it's dedicated to the Hello Hue colour theory I created. This shows you 7 ways to welcome colour into your life. I believe that if you start to follow these 7 ways of seeing and experiencing colour, your world will become a much happier place. Whether you delve into one of them or all of them, I hope that the Hello Hue Manifesto is one that sparks joy for you and surrounds you in a new positive energy as we head into the new year 2023. So get comfy as I share my 7 tips for welcoming more colour into your life. Before I dive in and share my tips, I just want to give you some context for how these 7 ideas came about. So Hello Hue is my modern colour philosophy, and I created it to spread joy and happiness in the world, which is my purpose and motivation in life. It's a 7-point manifesto, and each suggestion will show you how you can harness the powerful benefits of colour just by prioritising it. And don't worry about taking notes. My book, Hello Rainbow, Finding Happiness in Colour, delves deeper into each of the tips, so you might want to pick up a copy to support this episode. But let's start with number 1, which is open the door and invite colour in. Most people are aware of colour and admire it from a distance, but when you open your arms and actually say yes to colour and invite it into your life, that's when you'll experience its therapeutic benefits. It may mean going out of your comfort zone, like adding colour into a minimalist home, or choosing the most colourful option next time you need to buy something. Could be something as ordinary as a notebook or even a new car. Be conscious of every decision you make. Could you choose the more colourful option? If so, try it. Number 2 is forge a friendship with colour. Colour is not the enemy, and it's definitely not something to be afraid of. Colour is in fact your friend, something you can rely on. So what does this look like? Maybe it's the colour of the sports kit of your favourite team, colours you consider to be lucky, colours you associate with good memories. These are the colours that lift our spirits. We can rely on them just like we rely on a friend. Number 3 is surrender your senses to the shades. Colour is a sensory experience. Appreciating colour isn't just about seeing it, it's about feeling it. Start to think about colour as being more than an aesthetic. How do different colours make you feel? Do they change your mood? Let your senses guide you to answering. Number 4 is seek pleasure in pigments. Colour is everywhere, and by paying more attention to it in your daily life, you'll get a lot more from it. Start by paying more attention to the details in colour, the shades, tints and tones. What colour combinations make you happy? Which ones are you so drawn to that you want to whip out your phone and take a picture? Seek pleasure in pigments when there's nothing else to do. Maybe you're stuck in a traffic jam or boiling the kettle. Refocus your attention to colour and let it give you a boost. Number 5 is free yourself from colour expectations. So be the rule breaker. Forget what you've ever heard or been told about colours clashing or something being too much or not going with another colour. It's all opinions. Freeing yourself from these opinions and expectations is a positive thing to do. It's about being led by your intuition and desire and not being clouded by the judgments of others. It can seem hard, but you won't experience this joy until you've tried it. Number 6, find your colour voice. So this bit takes a bit of time and that's okay. It's about finding your own connection to colour. So how will it show up in your life? You don't need to walk around like a human rainbow or dress colourfully, but what aspect of colour speaks to you that you could embrace more? And finally, number 7 is commit to living colourfully. The more we approach life with a colourful disposition, the more we'll feel uplifted by it. Colour should not be a phase or a dress code, an aesthetic or an afterthought. Instead, commit to making colour a part of your life. Take every opportunity to embrace colour, champion colour, share your passion with others, buy the colourful option, make the colourful choice. The power is in your hands. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Hello Colour podcast and to the previous 9 episodes that make up season 1. I recently met a listener of the podcast when I was on holiday in Montenegro, one of the Baltic countries in Europe, and I was so blown away she knew the show. It reminded me that colour is a universal language. It transcends borders, language, culture. It's a universal expression, and that's why I'm such a fan of it. I hope that from listening to the podcast, you too have a newfound appreciation for it. I would be honoured if you took a moment to leave a short review on iTunes. And you're also welcome to drop me an email with your thoughts and feelings and feedback about the podcast. I would love to hear from you. My email is in the show notes with a link to my book, Hello Rainbow. So if you're keen to know more about the positive, feel-good benefits of colour, it's a great place to start. Thank you to each and every one of you that has listened to the podcast, and a very special thank you to Paul, Dom and Rudikai from Cellophane Company, who created the Hello Colour theme song. Check them out on Spotify and Apple Music, where you can hear the tune I Dig Your Colours in full. Stay colourful, and wishing you a very happy new year.